into a high note vibrato until he goes out of this off stage to buy headphones to put them on so that he doesn't have to hear the crescendo of the vibrato, I think is the... Mm-hmm. And he's just kind of like not... He's not very nice. There's another word I would like to use here, but it's not available to me in the radio lexicon.
Dude, he's a jerk.
Okay, jerk's good. Jerk's good.
Yeah.
But you know what's not jerk? This song. This song is made by... Actually, I don't know if they're not jerks. I don't know if they are or aren't, so we're going to assume that they're not. This is a band called Sour Widows, and this is a song. The band's called Sour Widows. The song's called Shadow of a Dove.
Treat me like the mother and a child.
Couple hundred years when we're all dead. Kiss my wife, tell her I love her, tell her she was the only thing that made me stop thinking about the plains of North America, the great plains of North America. Go ahead, break my neck, take the fluid from my spine, put it in a mason jar and give it to our child.
Into the mountain.
illusions untrue.
Hello and welcome back to the speaking portion of this show. And if you don't remember what this show is called, it is called I Come From the Mountain. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I hope that you are maybe outside. Though I do think that the show doesn't quite hit if you were out in the sun right now. I feel like today's episode in particular has been, as me and Tash were saying off
the
air,
the dour hour.
It's the dour hour. It's your mid-Wednesday dour hour, and today doesn't feel that dour. Like,
it's not.
Things that, like, politics and stuff like that aside, like, the weather's nice and it's kind of hot, so it's nice, mm-hmm. You know? But anyway, thanks for tuning in to our depressing little show here, and we got some music to share with you. Some of you may have recognized that last song because it's not necessarily a new song or even that unknown of a song. That was Untitled Love Song by Angels of Light from their album How I Loved You, which I actually, when did How I Loved You?
2001.
2001.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's like 24 years ago. Think about that.
That I don't want to think about
it.
When I came across it, it was like I illegally downloaded it, so I didn't hear it in time. But I imagine if I was a teenager in 2001, that would have rocked my world.
I mean, it rocks my world now, and I'm a 35-year-old teenager, so, yeah. You know.
A guy from Swans. Pretty cool.
Yeah, he's 72.
Yeah.
That's insane.
We had to, Ricky mentioned that he might be dead, and I freaked out, and I Googled, guy from Swans dead?
And, we got a swan attack.
Not the correct result, but I did get a Reddit thread that was like, is Michael Jira a cool guy? And it seems like the answer is yes.
Oh, so. God, can we hope that almost all people in their 70s were cool rather than voting conservative? That's wild, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I hope he's cool like that.
That's really true, actually. We don't know what they mean by cool. Reddit could be a place where, like, MAGA is cool, you know?
Yeah, so. The reigning reason why he's cool on here right now is that he dated Madonna, so...
He dated Madonna?
According to Reddit. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Do not take this as fact. This is not a facts-based show for the most part.
So if you think that makes a guy from Swans cool, then hey, he did
that. You should write for that for the Airhead.
Yeah.
What do you think of Michael Jira maybe potentially allegedly dating Madonna?
Do you like that?
Do you like that?
Is that cool?
Write us. Airhead at cater.ca. We are curious to know what you think. you heard Angels of Light. And for those of you that may have missed this because maybe this is still too weird, I don't know. Angels of Light is a Swans project.
Oh, so that's I should say that. Yeah.
We didn't just randomly bring up Michael Jira from Swans.
It's just a crazy Venn diagram.
He's also the vocalist of Angels of Light.
And Madonna's in there.
Before that, you heard from Superfan a song called Minneapolis, a city I've never been to. From his album Forging Seasonal Signatures with My Guitar. It's a very long-winded name. It's something of that ilk, anyway. And then before that, you heard a brand spanking new track by the Viagra Boys called Medicine for Horses off of their album Viagra Boys. It's a really solid record, honestly. It's a really solid album, record, whatever. However you listen to it, tape, illegal download, I don't care. It's good. It is. I've been listening to it a lot. And I do think that it's kind of like what happened to the Bloodhound Gang was an instantly cancelable. You know, like it really feels like it falls into this kind of same like comedy rock, irony rock, like punk. That is still, like, it's not comedy. Like, it's not Weird Al Yankovic, you know? But, like, but it's still, it's meant to be funny.
I always felt like the Viagra Boys, without being from here or sounding this way, had, like, a distinctly Britpop vibe just because of their sense of humor and
we're not in Britain.
Their attitude. They have a Britpop attitude.
Do you think that Vancouver has a Britpop attitude?
No.
Oh.
No, I think we're a little bit more, like, poetic and upbeat.
It's because you said from here, and I'm like...
Oh, no, they're not from there. Like, they are
not
British.
Oh, they're not
British,
from Britain. Okay,
you know what I mean?
They're from Sweden.
Which Britpop kind of just refers to pop from Britain during a time, right? But I feel like there's kind of like this jerky attitude that comes with that. And while not being that British or poppy, it has the attitude. It's like funny and snarky and
it's weird. It's got like Blur vibes, early Blur vibes.
Yeah, that was it.
You know? Cool. So that was, that was Viagra Boys, Medicine for Horses, a very country track that we suspect might be about a horse, but I mean, who really knows?
POV, you're a horse.
Yeah, seriously.
Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, don't. and then before that, second song on our set today was Tombstone Poetry with Trust Blinks, a song called Body Keep Score off of a three-way split. And we started off today's Dour Hour with Sour Widows, fantastic, Shadow of a Dove off of their album Revival of a Friend. Cool. Let's jump right into something else entirely. This is a song called Disintegrate by The Unreal, Divide and Dissolve.
Thank you. ordinary, unique pain. A loss I wish on nobody, but want you all to endure. Ordinary, unique pain. Not instrumental, just disappointment. We'll be right back.
And hello, I hope that you are not desperate to be alone. I hope that you are able to get all of the alone time that you need. Hi, you're listening to I Come From The Mountain. Welcome back one last time to the wonderful chorus of voices that host this show. Me, Ricky, and...
And me, Tasha.
Yes, excellent. You just heard a bunch of dour songs because that is the soft second theme. Because the first theme was actually
Dour Hour.
Well, it was Bugs Bunny's disattached and floating
hand. His dismembered hand. But I actually think that imagery does work really well with the
sound.
It
does. It's quite eerie.
Yeah.
So you just listened to a bunch of songs. Let's talk about those songs. The last song you just heard was called Incidental 2, featuring Jay Matthews of Boy Harsher by Deaf Heaven. It is off of their new album, Lonely People with Power. And it is kind of one of those like intermission songs. But it's just one, in my opinion, it's one of the most powerful moments of the album. Really like it. Really well placed. So kudos to that. Before that, you heard from Aya a song called Time at the Bar, which is the closing track off of her album Hexed. Before that, you heard from YHWH Nailgun. Did you find out how do you actually pronounce that so I stop sounding so...
I, not confirmed, but it says that you pronounce it Yehe.
Oh, Yehe Nailgun.
Yehweh.
I'm sorry, Yehwe Nailgun. Yeah. My bad. Don't cancel me, please. The song was called Tear Pusher off of their album 45 Pounds, which is really good. It's a really, really, it's a jarring and difficult record, but it is a very good listen. And it's just like, it's surprising when music can still surprise you when you listen to it so much and when there's just a, such a history of music that you can lean on. Very surprising, very, and just very like rewarding album. Before that, you heard from Canadians Tunic, a song called Ordinary Unique Pain off of their brand new album, A Harmony of Loss has already been sung. And we started off that set with Divide and Dissolve, a song called Disintegrate off of their new album, Insatiable. And then we leave you with one last song to end this here show. And it has no real reason for being the last song other than the fact that Tasha really likes this song.
I wasn't sure which one you're going with because we were tossing up a couple.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going with Washer for sure.
Right.
We're just not sure about the other one. So we're going to like bank it, listen to it, and then maybe play it next week when we've had a moment to vet what we can play.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah. We are going to play you one more song. The one more song is by the band Washer. They just played here in Vancouver, opening for Oblov. I wasn't able to go, but Tash did go and had a great time.
Yeah, great show. Washer really killed it. I went for Oblov, but I am staying.
But you came for Washer.
I'm staying for Washer.
Yeah, wow. You heard that?
Yeah, hear me now, believe me later.
Yeah, exactly. So believe later in like a second when we play a song called Dog Go Bark off of their 2017 album, All Aboard. But first, the general goodbyes that we must do. Up next, I think it is the real world, though it is summer and they are students. And so I am unsure if their film criticism and good chat, good banter will continue on through the summer. I hope so. In which case they will be next, and if not, then it might be them, but in the past recorded, or maybe just the playlist. But generally, yes, it is the real world. Thanks for listening. It's always such a pleasure to do this for you, The Void, and I can't wait to do it again. But for now, we're gonna slap those sunnies on and get some sun time and get out of our dark little office that has definitely conjured up half of this playlist. So.
Yeah, and you know, Dour Hour in fact ends when we stop speaking, because the next song is not Dour Hour.
Oh, really? Okay, well then there you go. Then you know what?
So it's over now.
Slap those sunnies on now. This has been I Come From the Mountain from CITR Always, 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. And as always, goodbye for now, Radio World.
WTCRTR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Wanna drive?